Welcome to The Growth Zone, where we explore dauntless leadership, dramatic business growth, and the strategies and tactics you can use to grow your business in Japan and beyond. I'm Stephen Bleistein. Are you ready to grow? Let's get started. Strategy. Every leader talks about it. Most organizations claim to have it. But here's the uncomfortable truth. Most of what passes for strategy is actually planning. And planning and strategy point in opposite directions. Today, I'm going to take you inside a leader roundtable I hosted at the Tokyo American Club, a session built around 9 provocative statements from my book, Strategy on Your Own Terms. These aren't academic frameworks. Every one of them is grounded in real client experience, and every one of them is designed to make you uncomfortable in the best possible way. Let's get into it. Statement 1. Strategy is about creating the future, not predicting it. This is the foundation. Real strategy starts with a bold vision and works backward. Working backward turns constraints into solvable problems. Working forward turns them into excuses. If you're doing forward projections from your current state, that's planning, not strategy. Statement 2. Strategic planning is an oxymoron. Those two words actually point in opposite directions. A plan tells you what to do when everything goes as expected. A strategy tells you how to think and act when it doesn't. Plans start from the present and build forward. Strategy starts from the future and builds backward. The moment you begin with current state analysis, you've already compromised the vision. Steve Jobs didn't build the Apple IV. He built the Macintosh. Tadashi Yanai didn't build a better clothing wholesaler. He built Uniqlo. See the difference? Statement 3. No strategy survives first contact with the market. The most important work in strategy is not justifying why it will succeed. It's identifying what could go wrong and building contingencies. I described a 9-figure factory investment, 9 figures in US dollars, that turned on a single assumption, that customers wanted Japanese quality products at lower cost. That assumption proved wrong, and every KPI had tracked green right up until market contact. Green lights are not the same as a good strategy. Statement 4. Decide which profitable business to cut first in order to make room for growth. Cutting unprofitable businesses is easy. The harder discipline and the more necessary one is cutting profitable businesses that no longer fit your strategic direction. You cannot pile new initiatives on top of old ones and expect to grow. One of my clients cut their profitable auto insurance business, a commodity product, to make room for highly differentiated services. That decision is what separated real strategy from wishful thinking. Statement 5. Strategy is about the audacious business you want, not the one you think you can reasonably have. Most executives filter their ambition through what seems achievable. That is exactly backwards. State the audacious version first, then solve for how to make it real. Constraints are real, but they are not disqualifying. One retail executive I coached proposed a bold reinvention of her company's entire online channel. Many of her ideas were adopted. Audacity is the permission to propose bold ideas without apology. Statement 6. The best strategies always polarize, at least at first. In Japan especially, normative pressure produces strategies that everyone agrees with and no one has seriously challenged. But here's the test. If a strategic idea causes some people to jump up and shout, "It's about time," while others predict doom and say, "It's the end of the business," you are probably onto something pretty good. Controversy is a feature of bold strategy, not a bug. Statement 7. Execution first, buy-in later. The most successful leaders I know execute first and use execution to create buy-in. Evangelizing your team before you've proven anything is a losing strategy. The best way to gain buy-in is to let people experience real success. As the leader, you decide the what. Unilaterally, you involve your staff in the how. One leader who I worked with cut the company's commodity trading business over staff objection, involved the team in the execution approach, and doubled profit while revenue dropped 40%. Let that sink in. Statement 8. Fast is better than perfect. No strategic decision is ever perfect, regardless of how much data you have. Most decisions are mostly right and need tweaking in execution. Insistence on perfection halts progress and opens the door for competitors. Now, this statement generated the most pushback at the roundtable, and rightly so. One leader in software and telecoms described a rushed update that generated a wave of customer complaints. Another described the cost of waiting on product development. Getting requirements right at the specification stage costs almost nothing. Retrofitting market-specific needs after development is enormously expensive. The synthesis the group landed on? These 9 statements are principles, not absolutes. Apply speed to strategic direction and early-stage decisions. Apply precision where errors are costly or hard to reverse. The point is a bias toward action, not recklessness. Statement 9. Stop trying to predict the future. Make your future instead. Strategy is not forecasting. It is the deliberate construction of the future you want for your business. Be unreasonable. Be bold. This is statement 1 all over again, and it's intentional. If there's one idea I want you to walk away with today, it's this. Vision first. Work backward from there. Now let me share the most powerful moments from the discussion itself, because the leaders in that room pushed back, built on the ideas, and made them sharper. The concept that resonated most deeply was what one leader called suicidal empathy, the trap of overinvesting time and energy in underperformers out of compassion at the expense of the business and its best people. This hit hard around the table. It's particularly acute in SMEs, where staff feel like family, and in larger organizations where HR departments prioritize harmony over accountability. My framework is simple. Rate your people A, B, and C. Invest all your time in your B-plus performers and above. If you can remove those below that threshold, do it. If you must retain them, stop pouring your energy into them. Time invested in excellent people compounds. Time invested in weak performers barely moves the needle. And excellent people are motivated by growth and purpose, not money. Money is a hygiene factor. Once someone reaches adequate compensation, incremental pay stops being a motivator. Ignore your best people and they leave. Invest in them and they stay. On incentives, one leader shared a remarkable 5-year transformation. Their incentive structure shifted from 100% sales-based to 70-30 sales versus client satisfaction to 30-70 this year. Their business grew fivefold over 5 years. The core insight? When sales targets are the only incentive, staff begin treating clients as transactions. In markets where client relationships are the product, that is a long-term brand risk you cannot afford. And on bold leadership when headquarters isn't, one leader at the table had reported to 5 different global leaders in 5 years, each with a different or undefined strategic vision. That's a real challenge. My framing was direct. If your head office is giving you genuine strategic purview, use it boldly. If they're treating you as an operational manager and micromanaging you, you may be in the wrong role. Strategic leadership requires actual authority to lead, and it's reasonable to make that a condition of taking the job. One leader left that session with a concrete commitment to walk into a meeting with a Japanese distributor that very afternoon and declare, not propose, that they will become number 1 in their product category in Japan. Start with the vision, work backward. That is statement 1 in action. That's a wrap on today's Growth Zone. Keep growing, keep leading, dauntlessly. I'm Stephen Bleistein, and I'll see you in the next episode.